Hello and welcome back to Proactive New York. Joining me this morning is Blair Driscoll from Fax Capital. Blair, good to meet you. How are you today?
I'm doing well, Christine. Thank you very much for having me today.
Of course. To start us off, could you give us a brief overview of Fax Capital?
Sure. So Fax Capital is an investment holding company. We trade in the Toronto Stock Exchange under the ticker FXC. We have a market cap of about 180 million, and we have net assets of about 230 million on our balance sheet. Our mandate at Fax is really to invest in growth equity of both public and private companies, which we think is an interesting combination and gives our investors exposure to both sides of the market. Some of the unique aspects of Fax that I think are important to get across are, you know, Fax is a permanent capital vehicle. We're structured as a corporation, so we're not a fund. And what that means is, you know, we're set up for the long term. We're set up to maximize compounding on behalf of our shareholders. We also don't charge any direct management or performance fees. So very efficiently structured, which we think is incredibly important and is a huge benefit to our shareholders. And in terms of growth equity and what we invest in, you know, we invest across the capital structure, although we prefer to invest in equity, but we have the flexibility to invest in both debt and equity. And we're highly concentrated. We're a typical investment's 10% or more of our asset base. So, you know, we do everything with high conviction. And we also do things through an active ownership lens. So we're not passive investors. We typically take an interest in the business we invest, whether that's through significant ownership on a minority basis or through control.
And so why are investments in small business particularly interesting for the group?
I think I maybe divide that up into two quick segments. I mean, on the public side, I think the important part to understand is we typically target investments here located in Canada. And if you look at the public side where we invest in sort of small microcap segment, it really is an area that's quite unique and distinct because it's quite underserved and underappreciated here by the Canadian public markets. A lot of factors contribute to that. A lot of funds, pension funds, et cetera, are too large to invest in these smaller businesses. So these liquidity constraints create an opportunity for investors like Fax, where we can invest in smaller float companies because we are permanent capital. We don't have to worry about redemption risk. So we're structured to take advantage of investing in this unique growth market on behalf of our shareholders. And there's plenty of opportunity. About 90% of all publicly listed companies here in Canada have a market cap below 1.5 billion. So a very diverse, broad set of market opportunities. And we're very structured to uniquely take advantage of that on the public side. On the private side, I'd say that you know, we're focused on smaller acquisitions. And while it does remain quite competitive, as I'm sure you understand, a lot of capital is chasing private investments, where we differentiated ourselves is we're focused on the smaller side, so 10 to 50 million enterprise value. And our structure, again, we're family owned, operated in terms of our structure. We're long-term oriented. And so that really appeals to proprietors of smaller businesses where they want to partner with people like Fax that aren't private equity because we're focused on longer duration. We're not a fund. We don't have to sell an investment in 3 to 5 years. So we think that provides a great unique opportunity on the private side as well.
So with that said, can you give us some examples of some investments that you've made?
Sure. I'll give a private example. So we acquired a company called Carson Dunlop at the end of 2019. It was an enterprise value of 15 million. We own 78% of that company, with the remainder owned by Alan Carson, who was the proprietor and founder, who rolled his equity. Carson Dunlop has three primary business units. It has a home inspection business. It's the number one home inspector in the GTA here in Toronto. It has an education segment, where it's an online provider of home inspection education on behalf of those inspectors. We're also number one in Canada in that segment. And then it has a sort of SaaS platform, Horizon software platform, that is basically the software that home inspectors use to write their reports. And we're one of the top apps in North America. So very unique industry business, a wonderful asset. We do about 4,000 captive home inspections a year across Toronto, and about 25,000 through our Horizon system. And what we love about that business is we're gonna execute and scale that business through M&A and organically. And that gives us access to millions of home inspections that we have across our platform. And if you think about the value of that data, that we can leverage to generate incremental revenue through upselling areas such as insurance, home warranties, and other home services. So it's a really wonderful sort of recession resilient platform. We have big plans to grow that asset, and we've hired a seasoned executive, Graham Badoon, to lead that charge to help build that asset. Graham previously worked running the real estate services arm of Brookfield and ran a public entity called Alarm Force, which was sold to Bell. So really excited about that platform. It's a great asset. I'll also provide a quick sort of example of a public entity we own. So Hamilton Thorne is a $270 million market cap company. We own 12% of that business, the largest shareholder. We also have a board seat. Hamilton Thorne is a leading manufacturer and seller of equipment and consumables and related services to the in vitro fertilization market. This is a very durable business, has regulatory protection, mission critical products, high switching costs. And if you can think about the IVF market as a high growth, recession resilient market with massive secular tailwinds. If you think about women getting pregnant later in life, obesity problems, and more governments and employees supporting in vitro fertilization on behalf of their population or their staff. So a really wonderful business, great tailwinds, and we're very excited about that business.
Thanks for telling us about some of your businesses here. So what's next? And from my understanding, based on your last quarterly earnings, pretty healthy cash balance. What kind of acquisitions and investments can we expect going forward?
Yeah, so you know, we like to classify ourselves as being very patient. We do have a healthy cash balance of about $80 million. We talked about the private and public aspect of our business model, where we can go where the opportunities exist. During COVID, we were heavily investing in the public markets where there is massive dislocation. We focus more now on the private side. So I'd say if you think about that cash balance, we're going to be focused on growing our PropTech platform through our foundational asset of Carson Dunlop. We're looking for incremental M&A opportunities to scale that asset. And we're also looking at opportunities on the public side, whether it's through unique opportunities for potential take privates or PIPEs, private investment in public equity, which we've done in the past. So we do have a very, very healthy pipeline. We have to be patient. We have to find the right opportunities to maximize risk-adjusted returns on behalf of our shareholders. So, generally, I'd say very healthy pipeline, very focused on the private pipeline and growing Carson Dunlop, and open to incremental opportunities through the public markets should we see higher volatility.
Exciting times ahead. Blair, really interesting learning more about Fax Capital. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much, Christina. I appreciate it.